When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to I Am the Cute One, the most chaotic school dance in the podcast universe.
Listen, you got through the week like we got through 9/11.
And a recession.
And the Special K diet.
And the time that James Franco hosted the Oscars.
And Ben Platt's wig and Dear Evan Hansen.
TGIF.
Hello, I am Donnie and I am the cute one.
And I am Chelsea and I am the cute one.
TGIF, cuties.
You all right there, bud? What's going on there, Donnie?
What isn't, Chelsea? So my birthday weekend was the weekend that just passed. For those cuties who know the inside scoop, we do record this on Wednesday. So it is now Wednesday. Uh-huh. Sunday I celebrated my birthday. And it was a wonderful day. We went bowling from 12 to 2. Then we went to brunch from 2:30 to 4. Then we went to my favorite gay bar on the planet, Boxers, from 4 to 8.
I feel like we're just a few mentions away from Boxers sponsoring this podcast.
I would die. They gave me a free calendar.
Oh, I know. You sent me a video. I don't know if you recall that, but a video was sent to the group chat where you were absolutely feral. I will say the 6 o'clock video we received of you licking the calendar you received, I turned to Dr. Bald and I said, oh, we're not recording tomorrow. 6 p.m.
And I also asked my favorite bartender, Mateus, if you're listening, it's you. I asked him to go through the calendar and tell me the bartenders that have OnlyFans. And he said, I know the center page guy does. I said, I already follow him. I want to know if you have one. He doesn't. Not yet.
I love that you were playing coy, though. You're like, tell me in this calendar who has an OnlyFans. Honestly, I'm really proud of you, Donnie. That was a level of restraint. Like, that's one more question you added before asking directly, do you have an OnlyFans?
Well, on my private Instagram account where I follow Butts, I did message him before and say, like, do you have an OnlyFans? But he doesn't know that's me.
Just for clarification, you don't have to give yourself a fake creepy gravelly voice. The proof is in the pudding right now. You don't have to do any voice work today. Sound like, I don't even know what you sound like. Luann de Lesseps adjacent, perhaps?
Okay, so that took us to 8 o'clock. Now, my original plans for my birthday was to get all of my talented friends together on one night and rent out a rehearsal studio and do a Broadway read-through, including singing the songs and reading the script of this little-known Broadway show I like called We Are the Tigers. And the, like, person that wrote it said that we had the rights to the music, we could do it for free, whatever.
That's
but then
so
scheduling
cute.
Stuff happened and I couldn't do it. But then, as I got drunker, I was like, oh my God, the people that are still here that didn't go home yet, let's go back to my friend Emily's house and do it at her house. And they all said, yeah, that'll be fun. So we all took Ubers to Emily's house. And when we arrived, I threw up immediately.
Did you make it? Like, you didn't throw up in the Uber, though?
No.
Good for you.
I got to her house. All of my friends came in one at a time. I felt like I was head of household. Like, they would come in and say something different to me. Like, one person brought me an English muffin. One person came in and said, did you piss yourself, mama? And I looked down and sure I did.
Was that person Tom Hamlet? Because that sounds like exactly what he would say had he been there.
No, I guess I just have a type of male friend. Someone brought me water, which I immediately spilled on the floor and rolled around in.
Sure. Well, that was just, at that point, your drunk mind, your instincts went, and you were like, oh, a cup of water is similar to rain in New York. If I just sprinkle it all over me, no one will know I'm pissing myself.
Yeah. But I was already caught. And then I continued to throw up for 16 hours.
Yeah. So I texted Donnie in the morning just to test the waters because we were scheduled to record later in the evening, as I had mentioned before. And so that 9 o'clock text came, and then you did text back pretty immediately saying, I threw up and I'm still throwing up. And then I checked in. I said, hey, are you in the land of the living? That was about 1. About 4 o'clock, I got a picture of Donnie, which are we allowed to share this to the Patreon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll share this to the Patreon. I got a text message, no words, just a picture of Donnie with a washcloth on his face. And, you know, if you thought his blue eyes were bloodshot and popping today, you ain't seen nothing yet. I have to say, your skin still looks very glowy. Maybe all the barfing has really, like, brought the follicles to the forefront.
Maybe. It's my chemical peel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So here I was worried about my skin. And you know what, Donnie? You are a team player. Our very own Mother Teresa.
I am. What a week to have OneSkin as our sponsor.
Truly. And I have to say, cuties on the YouTube, I teased it last week, but you guys really missed the eye of the storm. It was gruesome there for a minute, but I think I'm on the other side.
Also, if YouTube watchers are wondering why my eyes look like two little buttholes, I think it's because I've been using this for my voice. So I I use this steamer, but you put Vicks Vapor Rub in there, and I think some got in my eyeball.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, in addition to all of this, this week brought us Karen Huger's DUI, the door from Titanic being sold at Hollywood's memorabilia auction, Jake Gyllenhaal's Roadhouse being released on streaming services, federal agents raiding the home of Sean P. Diddy Combs, and Kate Middleton breaking her silence and shutting all of us idiots up. And somehow, we've made it to Friday yet again.
Chelsea, I have to say, it didn't shut me up, and here's why. She doesn't owe us anything. Mm-mm. And I'm so sad for her, and I'm hopeful that she's able to rest and heal and get the care she needs. However, the royal family does owe us stuff. They were behind Diana's death, allegedly. I don't know if that'll save me from the law, but they killed her, allegedly. So I do not trust them. And it was always them I did not trust. If there was a darkness to this story, it was because of them. And them trying to cover it up just made it worse.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it was them who made a woman battling cancer take the fall for a Photoshop scandal when they clearly were just trying to get people to stop talking about it. Again, the Barbara Streisand effect. Go back to a couple weeks ago when we Googled that term.
I'm still not sure what it means, but
it is spring break in my house, so I did kick Dr. Bald and my two tiny terrorists out of the house, and they gave me 35 minutes. And so I said, okay, we're going to make this one a quick one. We have not covered our first news topic yet. So in a week full of heavy hitting headlines, what do you got for us, Donnie?
Well, first of all, I think what I said is a good enough news story. If this is the only YouTube footage we get, we don't need anything else. Well, so I don't know that we needed that precursor.
The YouTube subscribers are getting their bang for their buck this week by looking at the two of us uggos. You know, this is what we get for talking about hot versus not, because I think both of us are teetering, Donnie.
That's why I have so much stake in it, because at a moment's notice, I can be a UGG.
They say most Americans are just one paycheck away from below the poverty line. We're just one bad night away from being on that not list, top of the list.
Awful. Anyway, here's my story. Halle Berry was on a panel with Jill Biden this week where she talked about women's health. And she mentioned that when she was 54, her body started making its transition to menopause and she would have extreme pain after sex. And her doctor, a male doctor, told her that she had the worst case of herpes he has ever seen. But it wasn't herpes at all. It was just her body going into menopause.
What the fuck?
I know.
Can you imagine receiving that news? Like, I feel like even if it was herpes, let's not stigmatize herpes, STDs.
Right.
It's a thing. But can you imagine a doctor giving a descriptor of the worst ever about anything?
Anything.
Like, oh, that is the worst yeast infection I've ever seen. That's the worst cancer I've ever seen. Like, maybe we just take the word worst out of doctors' mouths.
Well, you remember, I told this story on Instagram Live, and then it became Patreon only. So there are many cuties who might not know this, but I'm a proud herpes card carrier. And when I first got diagnosed, I went to the ER because I too had extreme pain.
And they
pain.
Told you just menopause, perimenopause.
Not even just after sex. Pooping was very tough on your boy.
I forgot.
And I used to have to bite a towel when I pooped. But I went and the doctor, almost as bad as the worst case I've ever seen, the doctor said, "Are you gay?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I thought so. There's herpes on your butt." Okay.
What the fuck? Did you sue?
I should have.
Or at least leave a comment card. That's fucked up, Donnie.
I know it is. But I don't trust doctors of opposite sex.
Okay. You know what? True feminism is believing everyone's equal. So if I want to side-eye a male doctor, sure, you go ahead and side-eye that clearly homophobic
yes,
bitch
and that's
boy.
What I mean. If I had a gay doctor, he wouldn't have said that to me. And if Halle Berry would have had a woman gynecologist, he wouldn't have said this. He would have known about menopause. Yeah. But instead, it's this man who wants to poke around and puss.
Yeah. Well, you should have turned to your female doctor and said, "Well, I know that you're a wet blanket in the bedroom. Do you think only gay men can take it up the butt?"
I should have.
Wow. That's crazy. So did she go on to think she had herpes or like was there a second test done?
She went to her boyfriend at the time and they like fought about it. She said, "You gave me herpes." And then they both tested negative.
That's really fucked up because
yeah,
like I would assume if all of a sudden I got herpes 10 years into my marriage, I'd be like, "Dr. Bald, where the fuck has that dingling been?"
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
But really quick, when we were picking topics for this week, you sent me headline only. You didn't know details. You sent me this headline and said, "This is perfect for you." Kindly, what the fuck?
We're just revealing all the tricks of the trade because I was acting surprised about that headline.
Well, you are surprised by the...
Well, yeah, famously, I do only read headlines, so I'm always surprised. I might be surprised by mine later today because who knows? Maybe I read the body of the article. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I was born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's a wig from Amazon. I meant it in a chaos way. Like, I believe I said, "I can do this topic, but I think it's more your brand."
You did say that.
I didn't mean it in terms of the STDs. I actually had forgotten that you were a proud herpes card carrier I do think that I had blocked out you biting on a towel like you were a pirate in old-timey England out of my mind. So I meant it more in terms of the chaos and not the sexually transmitted infections.
I am just glad, though, Kamala Harris gets a day off because she has been on every reality show this year. She's been talking to the cast of Black-ish about anything they want to talk about. Like, this woman needs a rest. So I'm glad Jill Biden was able to talk about herpes for a day.
I want to go and watch that footage just to see her reaction. Because, you know, she had to be really stoic about it. Like,
She didn't have to be. Michelle wouldn't have been.
Well, there's only one Michelle.
Well, I know. But I thought we were getting a cash cow with Jill. I vote for a first lady, if we're being honest. I don't vote for the president and what he has to say. I vote for what that first lady's going to look like in a dress and what kind of dinner party she's going to throw. That's it.
That's it? Okay. Well, I'm glad that Halle Berry figured it out. And hey, fuck you, male doctors. And fuck you, homophobic women ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. I do want to give a quick update. This is going to be a segment that we call, "Is Charlotte the Stingray Still Pregnant?" Yes. Yes, she is. And I'm starting to think this is a big old hoax. We're not allowed to speculate about Kate Middleton anymore. So I'm putting my tinfoil hat back on and I'm putting my sights towards North Carolina.
Until we find out the stingray has cancer. That'll shut you up.
Yeah, we're going to get a real weird, far away, shaky video of Charlotte alone, not with her husband, just being like, "I have cancer."
Jesus.
Okay. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. It is spring break here in the Onochals household, so just a quick disclaimer at the top of this ad. If you hear screaming in the background, those are my darling daughters, the mavens of mischief, the damsels of destruction, and the main reason why I have not gotten a full night's sleep since the year 2017, which often leaves me looking like one of the worms in Ursula's lair, or a dehydrated toad. Luckily, OneSkin is here to help. It's important to nurture your skin from the inside out with products that do more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. Donnie actually got gifted some OneSkin by a friend, and he was so obsessed with it. And this is like, I'm going rogue now. I'm going off script. Sorry, OneSkin. He was so obsessed with it that then he reached out to our wonderful network and was like, hey, can we reach out to them? Can they send us some stuff? Can they be a sponsor? And luckily, I guess OneSkin doesn't listen to our show because they agreed. And I am so pumped. Donnie and I both use OneSkin. I use it on my face and my neck, and as Lisa Vanderpump says, my décolletage, because I do believe that we as women, we can have it all. We can have wrinkles. We can have rosacea. We can somehow be dealing with adult acne and crow's feet at the same time. And ever since I've started using OneSkin, I definitely see a big difference in the color of my skin. It's more even. My texture is more smooth. Truly obsessed. Thanks, OneSkin. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged, aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. Instead of masking these issues, OneSkin addresses them at the cellular level, boosting your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect against the elements. They have a full line of face and body products, including OS01 Shield, an SPF that prevents UV-induced aging and repairs cellular aging all at once. You know how I feel about sunscreen. I wake up, I put in my contacts, I put on my sunscreen. So listen up, Donnie, you old hag. Go ahead and get that OS01 Shield. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code CUTE1 when you check out at oneskin.co. No matter the season, or if you are a fellow millennial white-knuckling your way through gentle parenting with tiny terrorists of your own, keep your skin looking and feeling healthy with OneSkin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code CUTE1 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code CUTE1. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. So I want to talk the Real Housewives of Potomac cast shakeups because this week was a big week of announcements, and I just have to take a moment, break out my little triangle, tap the corners of my eyes, because Candace has announced her departure. She said, "With a whirlwind of new opportunities and responsibilities on my plate, I have decided to take a break from the Real Housewives of Potomac." And then the article goes on to say, "The drive-back singer added that this isn't the last time we should expect to see her on the Bravo reality series. This is not a farewell, but a see you later," she said.
You know what? Let me take out my triangle too to do this.
Oh, fuck off. You can't deny she's good television.
She is good television, but she was not good television this year. And there's like four of them that were not good television, and they all needed to be spoken to. I don't know. Maybe that is what happened. Maybe Bravo sought them all four down and said, who's willing to work on this and who's not? And the two that weren't left, I don't know how they did it. Because it very clearly was like a Wendy or Candace situation and a Giselle or Robin situation. So if I worked at Bravo, I would have gotten rid of Robin and Wendy.
And Robin, yeah.
Yeah.
But alas, they got rid of our candy gal. And I have to say, I am a hypocrite because I stopped watching this season because of those very reasons you just said. Because I think there comes a moment in The Housewives where the OGs get that case of OG-itis and they start to dictate who they film with. They start to dictate what they're going to show on screen. And as soon as that happens, it's going to go downhill. The reason why Salt Lake was so good this year was because they were putting it all out there, and even stuff that they didn't know about out there. And then they weren't talking about it off screen. But Potomac, as soon as Candace dug her heels in, and I understood, like in a real world situation, if a person in your friend group did what Giselle did, of course you would be like, I don't want to go to a dinner party with that bitch. But they're has to be a decision you make if you're going to continue to have longevity on a reality TV show, where you have to eventually be like, okay, fine, I'm going to film with this person. I'm going to be extra bitchy to them. I'm going to throw a lot of extra shade, but I'm going to do it. So I do understand if maybe Bravo had a conversation behind the scenes and she doubled down, I would understand that she would make the choice to take a break. Now, I always assume that when people say they're taking a break or they've chose to leave, I'm like, you got fired, but love that for you.
Yeah, I'm going to tiptoe because I think Potomac and New Jersey have the loudest audiences.
This is your royal family. Or you're afraid. You're frightened. Donnie's finally frightened. He always says, what are you waiting for? Come and get me, internet. But now, all of a sudden, our demure, pearl-clutching Donald over there.
Well, here's the thing. I have no experience of royal family aficionados coming for me. Mm. So, like, until they do, it's all imaginary. But you may recall, I did have a Bravo podcast. So I do know what delusional people sound like in the DMs. So I can already hear those fingers clacking. But I am seeing a lot of, I don't know if it's revisionist history or just like illusions of grandeur or what, but like, we can want the best for Candace. We can say that we think her career will be better, her mental health will be better. We cannot say the show was not good until she came on. There were two seasons without her that were great. And people are saying, like, the show wasn't good until she came on, and now it'll be bad again. Liar!
Okay. I love that it took you all of 35 seconds to go back on everything you were saying. You're like, I'm going to tiptoe. You fucking liars! I think that much like on Summer House when the Giggly Squad joined and it got a breath of fresh air and it was reinvigorated, I do feel like that's what happened when Candace came in season 3. You know, say what you will about Candace, but she doesn't make boring television.
Right.
For a show that nobody knew where Potomac was except for people like me in the DMV, it definitely got people talking about it. And then certainly the winery of it all got people talking about it.
Right. I think people were talking about it before she joined, but maybe I'm rewriting history. Now, part two. I've seen the word future Grammy being thrown around. And again, I just need to say, let's soak ourselves in a realism tub for a second. I love Drive Back. It's number one alongside Coffee and Love on Spotify Wrapped. What? No, it shows you what kind of music lives side by side together.
Yeah, in your brain. I've seen that video of you dancing to Coffee and Love with Ashley Darby at that brunch.
So did people on Twitter. No, the thing is, like, yes, I like it. Yes, it's a good Housewives bop. But is it top 100 Billboard charts? No. It's living where it's living. And I don't know if we're going to get a Grammy in her future.
Well, let's not shit on anything. I one day would like to win an award for this podcast. So certainly if she can win a Grammy, the world is our oyster. Let me put it that way. I think that of the Housewives, she's at the top. In terms of producing actual music, I think she is up there. Maybe number one, because I'm trying to go through my list. Perhaps Erica Jane, just because like she had all that stolen money backing her for such a time that Tom could buy out all those venues and whatnot with the victim's cash. But I think if she stayed in the Bravo world, her career is going to be the cream of the crop because comparatively, if you've got Luann screeching money can't buy you class to a bunch of drunk Bravo fans, it's a different universe. But I think if you're stepping out as a singer-songwriter.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, speaking of revisionist history and scary Bravo fans, now this announcement has caused speculation about a possible Monique return.
She already said no. She posted a picture of herself and said, nope, don't ask. Okay. And then in the comments, she said, I still love y'all. Though.
Good. Because when she left Love and Marriage DC, she specifically cited that it was becoming too much like The Real Housewives of Potomac. Mm. And okay, this is where I'm really going to piss some people off because I know that people have opinions about Monique. I feel like she is not the person she pretends to be on screen. And I think that in terms of only showing what you want to show, just it doesn't work long term, because you can present that facade of look at all my oils and all that. Yeah. But it's like, I want to talk about the DUI. I want to talk about what's really going on with you and Chris.
Agreed. And that's why I love Mia, because she is a liar. However, when it came time to tell the truth, she sure did spend that whole finale talking about the 10-year affair she's had, and he's possibly the father of her son. So, like, if you're gonna lie, make sure the truth you tell is a big one.
But that's what I've always loved about Mia, is she's the same as Monica on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. She lies about the stupid shit and tells the truth about the things she should lie about. Like, yes. Mia will tell you that, I don't know, is he the father? Perhaps. But she would lie like, oh, I got grapes at the grocery store, but she got a banana. The other person who is rumored to be exiting the show is Robin, like we said. And I've heard rumblings that it's in part because of that Patreon paywall situation where she wouldn't show what was happening on the show, but then she went behind her Patreon and talked about it. And I love that she has the same business model as we do.
It is a good business model, but if I was making reality TV show money, I would be delivering reality TV show work.
Yeah. I mean, Robin, absolutely. If I'm looking at that cast, she's got to go. And I was a Robin apologist for quite some time. I thought that she was a great sidekick. This analogy keeps coming up, but Ursula's eels, I mean, that's the green-eyed bandits right there. When they put their minds together, they can really cause destruction and chaos in a really fun way to watch. But Robin has been hitting that snooze button for a couple seasons now.
And here's the thing, though. Robin is so close to the chest, though, that if she wasn't, if she didn't put the truth behind a paywall, if she would get Juan involved, her story is much more interesting than anything Giselle's offering. So my real dream would be to get rid of Giselle, see how Robin acts without her.
Without the protection.
Yeah, and then get rid of Wendy. Because Candace is more willing to film with Robin than she is with Giselle. And Robin would not have that protection, and her storyline's better. But Robin would never tell us what's going on with Juan. Like, he doesn't even let her FaceTime her on camera.
Potomac really, it's broken my heart in many ways, but Juan Dixon was that guy. Like, growing up in Maryland, when Juan Dixon, when they won the NCAA tournament, I have a vivid memory of going out in the streets and banging pots and pans with my neighbors. Like, Juan Dixon was that guy.
You never told me that you were white trash adjacent. I never knew you were in the streets with pots and pans.
Donnie, we've been friends for so long. Why do you think I get so defensive whenever you call yourself white trash? Game recognized game, baby doll.
I love banging a pot and pan.
I love it.
Nobody in New York does that on New Year's Eve, and I get so mad. Yet, it doesn't stop me. There I am out my window.
It's so freeing. It is. It's like you're able to release the purest part of yourself when you bang on a pot and pan.
I might do it after this recording.
But... and now come with me on this analogy. I always think that Giselle is the East Coast Lisa Rinna. If you think about it, she's always meddling, but she never actually has a storyline that's about herself. It's always like, oh, my daughter's learning how to drive. Oh, this make-believe getting back together with my ex-husband. Oh, now my children are going to college and I'm sad. There's never anything that's actually about her.
Agreed. And she meddles in an ingenuine way. Like, Ashley Darby, for better or for worse, does seem like, yes, she's putting in work. Yes, she's doing it for TV. But you might get these same things from her if she's in your friend group. And, like, I don't know if that would make her a good friend, but I do think that is just who Ashley Darby is. Yeah. Where Giselle, I think she just goes to be a terror and then not tell anything about her real life, just like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, and I think that Ashley Darby, I'm trying to think of a comparison to a housewife on the West Coast, but it's not coming to me now. But
because there isn't one. Ashley Darby is one of a kind. She's top tier. And I also have to say, I can hear those fingers clacking already. I've seen a lot of people saying in their stories that Ashley Darby needs to be the next one to go. She's the real demon of Potomac.
Yes.
You know what?
That's the fucking point. Yeah,
there's a lot of like PBS tapes you can rent at the library if you don't want to see drama. Stay away from reality TV. I don't want you fucking with my material. End scene.
These. Oh my God, Donnie, our twin tuition. What's happening?
Do you need this?
This is so freaky. I really am starting to think there's something like biologically happening between the two of us. It really is E.T. and Elliot. Anyway.
I'm the stripper, Lindsay Lohan, though. You're the schoolgirl one.
I'm not taking it to that place. I am saying that you are E.T. and I am Elliot. You're E.T. going to the fridge and chugging those beers, and I'm burping in class.
They're not twins, though.
They had a soul connection.
But you say twin tuition. You don't say soul connection. So you use the right words, and then maybe I'll have the soul connection.
Okay.
Phone home.
E.T. phone home. Okay. Ashley Darby. Yeah. I remember what I was going to say, because I was going to drag the people that were
please
not talking about. Those are the same people who are like calling for on the traitors there to be a punishment if the faithfuls vote each other out at the end. Like, do you just want to sit there and be bored? Listen to an audiobook. Right now I'm listening to Interview with a Vampire. It's a book. There's a lot of whining from that Louis the Vampire. So why don't I recommend that? Spotify for free. Come on. Anyway, I think that Ashley Darby is a great housewife because she's messy. People either love her or hate her. I feel like people hating somebody is an important part of the equation of being a good Bravo celebrity. And she will dish it and she'll take it. Like, there was an entire season about her husband being a sexual predator. And she let that fly.
Yeah.
She said, stop touching butts, Michael.
Yeah, she gives you her life. And she'll tear yours apart.
Amen. Just like us.
I know. I can't wait for her new song. It's about her divorce. Healing her divorce. And I'm thriving, but I'm still surviving.
Because we're still married and we're not actually getting a divorce.
She gives him a foot rub every night.
Donnie, you know how I feel about feet.
I love feet. But not Michael Darby's.
I feel ill right now. I feel like I went out for your birthday 4 nights ago. Ugh. Gross. Oh, I can only imagine the crusty bunions on that
bridge disgusting.
Troll. Okay. Well, on that note, Michael Darby's feet are not my cutie of the week.
Before we get to cutie of the week, make Charisse a full-time housewife. That's also what we need. Okay. My cutie of the week is delusional gays such as myself. We keep letting Normani lie to us. And she does it over and over again. We've been promised for 5 years now that we're getting an album, and yet it has yet to arrive. She did say, first she made an announcement about an announcement. She said, there will be news tomorrow. Thanks, management. I guess she's management. I don't know. But then she announced that her album is coming out later this year, and the single from it will drop April 26th. So that gives us less than a month to see if we've been lied to yet again.
Well, let's see if Charlotte the Stingray gives birth before then.
Oh, yeah. It's a race against the clock.
My cutie of the week is Dr. Avery from Grey's Anatomy, the hottest man in the world, because, Donnie, I finally watched Cabin in the Woods, and he's in it.
He is in it? I don't know that. Okay, that's fine. You make your own rules.
Cabin of the Woods, guess what? I've got an announcement in my new comprehensive notes app of top movies of 2024. Bloop, 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 bloop. We've got a winner so far. I loved that movie.
It's a good movie. I've told you. Sorry I ruined the twist.
No, you didn't. You didn't ruin the twist. You always said the twist was that they were being watched by all of these millionaires. That's not what happens.
Oh, that's all I told you?
Yeah, you told me that the twist is that, like, at the end, you find out it's like a reality show. But we knew that in the first 5 minutes. So the real twist, which I'm not going to say because I'm not Donnie, I was gooped and gagged, as the kids say.
Oh, I think I only saw it once and I loved it, but I think it all blends in my head. Because I think the twist you're thinking of, I also thought we found out the same time.
No, I mean, it starts to trickle in. Like, I guessed it because I'm me and I love to just speak out loud when I watch movies like that. But it was also a great bonding experience for me and Dr. Bald because we finally realized a way for us to be able to watch that type of movie together without him wanting to murder me. Because so when I watch a thriller or a horror movie or something where I know there's a twist coming at the end, I like to give my guesses out loud constantly. And the thing about me is I will guess right, but it will be one guess out of 100, right?
Yes,
so I am getting it eventually. In order to get there, I'm guessing 99 other things.
Yeah.
And so for someone like Dr. Ball that, you know, wants to watch the movie, that can be a bit distracting. But he had already seen the movie, so he already knew the twist. So I was mad because he wasn't entertaining or giving me dialogue. And he's like, I can't. I know the answer. Uh-huh. But he didn't want to murder me, and he said he enjoyed watching my brain get to the twist. So now we just have to know. He's got to have a pre-screening, and then we'll watch it together.
I love that. And I'm the same way in a Dr. Bald way. I love hearing people's ideas. I love giving my ideas. But I hate watching a movie with a twist and someone is hypothesizing and then puts an idea in my head that I didn't think of that ends up being right.
Oh, because you want to be the one that guesses it.
Yes, because then I feel like even though you're just guessing as well and you're naming 100 things, if you do say like, oh, Emma Roberts is the killer in Scream 4, spoiler alert, then I feel like if we're watching that and you're like, oh, it could be Neve Campbell, it could be Hayden Panettiere, it could be Emma Roberts. Now when we find out it's Emma Roberts, I'm going to be pissed because I would have never thought about
that. I'm bleeping that.
Chelsea, it came out in 2011.
Okay.
I truly need people to get a life and better taste in movies if they haven't seen Scream 4.
But what you're
yet.
Saying is that you don't like when people spoil the ending, even if it's just their idea that spoils the end of the movie. And yet here you are, week after week, bringing poor, innocent movies we're not even talking about into
it. How about this? The only thing I'll give as a fake example of a spoiler from now on will be Emma Roberts in Scream 4. And we will put it in the show notes. Like, hey, everybody, we do spoil Scream 4 every episode.
That's fine. That can be our go-to spoiler from now on. So if anybody, if any cuties out there were really waiting, they were saving Scream 4, sorry about that one, but
you can bang a pot and pan instead.
You'll get that same endorphin rush by those pots and pans. Well, I think that's a natural stopping point.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. All right, cuties. We've done it. Thank you for dealing with both of us. I certainly know it was hard to watch if you've been watching on YouTube. And if for some reason you only listened and want to see what this looks like, you can go to our YouTube channel, I Am the Cute One Podcast, which is available in the show notes, or you can type I Am the Cute One Podcast in your YouTube search. And this Monday coming up, we will be covering Sucker Punch, finally. Get ready. We will talk to you later. Love you like a sister.
I hope my silence was noted.
It was. Bye.
Thank you for listening to I Am the Cute One. If you want more, head to patreon.com/IamTheCuteOne for uncut, unedited, and unhinged video and audio footage of current episodes, as well as even more bonus content.
And if you like what you heard, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe to our show. And to help us grow this community of chaotic cuties, share an episode with a friend you think would pass the vibe check.
And to see the madness, check out our YouTube channel, where video footage from all current episodes are posted weekly.
You can follow me at Real Donniewood on Instagram and all other social media platforms.
And if you want more of my personal brand of chaos, check me out at Oh No Chels.
Talk to you later. Love you like a sister. Cuties, you know I cannot see a movie without pretending I'm in it, and now it's your turn. Have you ever tried to use the Force when no one's looking or thought about what superheroes would win in a fight? Then you'll want to stop what you're doing, unless you're driving, and visit Sideshow.com. Your eyes do not deceive you. They have a life-size, impeccably detailed replica of the child from Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Now, I don't mean to brag, but Sideshow did send me the child. I call him Baby Yoda. I have since learned that is not his name, but he is my son now, so I will be continuing to call him as such. And we have been playing dress up, having photo shoots, and just having a grand old time. But if that one doesn't speak to you, how about a movie-accurate statue of Christopher Reeve as Superman?
They got that too.
But just wait until you see the incredibly lifelike figures of Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
We are thrilled to have Sideshow sponsoring our podcast today. They offer a wide selection of premium figures, statues, and fine art from the worlds of Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and so much more.
These limited edition, handcrafted, officially licensed collectibles bring pop culture's biggest icons to life in your home.
And here is the best part. You can get an exclusive $50 off your first order of $200 or more. It's a great opportunity for new customers to dive into the world of high-quality collectibles. Or you can gift it to that super geek in your life.
Perhaps that person in your life that you know would cringe when they hear that I've been letting my daughter sleep with my Baby Yoda. And again, that I refuse to stop calling it Baby Yoda.
Plus, shopping at Sideshow earns you 5% back in Sideshow rewards, meaning for every $100 spent, you get $5 back in rewards that can be used on future purchases. While geeking out is its own reward, your collection goes farther with Sideshow. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sideshow.com, promo code CUTEONE right now, and get ready to let your geek side show.
Oh, that's clever. Sideshow. Like Sideshow.com? I get it.